听力课堂,听class.com.
Hello everybody and welcome back to another episode of JustVocabulary.com. In today's episode,
Palatable
and
Latitude.
We'll also have a review question and we'll announce today's flashcard winner. I'm your host Jan and let's get started with our first word, palatable.
Palatable.
Jeremy brought a very palatable wine.
Palatable.
Joanne added a dash of salt to help make the dish more palatable.
Palatable.
Mark's idea wasn't very palatable to the parties involved.
Palatable.
The turkey remained in the oven for way too long, making it dry and unpalatable.
Palatable.
The adjective palatable is spelled P-A-L-A-T-A-B-L-E.
Palatable.
What does it mean? Something that's palatable is pleasant to taste. It describes something that's acceptable, especially to the sense of taste. Think of the related word palate, P-A-L-A-T-E. That word denotes the roof of your mouth. So something that's palatable tastes good and is pleasing in the mouth. But the word palatable can also be used to describe things that are acceptable or desirable to one's mind or to one's emotions. Think, for instance, of a palatable action or a palatable proposal, which is an acceptable or satisfactory proposal. Okay, some synonyms. Acceptable, agreeable, appetizing, delicious, or enjoyable. And a couple of antonyms. Unsavory, unappetizing, or unpalatable. Cool. Let's move on to our next word.
Latitude.
And that's the word latitude.
Latitude.
The new laws gave the police more latitude in dealing with suspected criminals.
Latitude.
Journalists have considerable latitude in criticizing public figures.
Latitude.
Lisa was granted more latitude than usual in interviewing the Prime Minister.
Latitude.
The word latitude is spelled L-A-T-I-T-U-D-E.
Latitude.
What does it mean? The word latitude refers to the scope for freedom of action or thought. It's the freedom from restriction. Here's another example sentence. I enjoy owning my own business because it affords me considerable latitude in how I spend my time.
Latitude.
The words latitude and scope both emphasize the idea of freedom, although scope implies great freedom within prescribed limits, while latitude means freedom from such limits. The word latitude originates from the Latin word latus, which means broad. Latitude is, of course, a term of geography, denoting the imaginary lines around the earth, parallel to the equator. But for purposes of the GRE exam, it's important to remember the meaning of latitude as freedom. Time for a review question. Do you still remember the meaning of the word
fallacy? Fallacy.
A fallacy is a misconception or a false belief. It's an argument that does not work because of an error in logic or the error itself. Here's an example sentence. It's a common fallacy that women are worse drivers than men.
Fallacy.
All right, and that's it for today's show. Thank you very much for your time. And today's flashcard winner is Damien. If you want to know more about our flashcard study tools for on your iPod or cell phone, go to justvocabulary.com. For now, hope to see you soon and have a great day. Bye-bye.